Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I embarrassed my daughter several times over our road trip, I'm very happy to say. So I met my dad quotient. Welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning. Just heard Caroline Jones on KSON.
We're glad to have you back, John. It's going to be a warm day today. Look for highs in the 70s and 80s.
Okay, so for those of you who don't know, I took my daughter to the University of Minnesota, dropped her off, what day was it? Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Moved her in Tuesday, flew back yesterday. Drove across America, 10 states since last Friday. I'm pretty stoked about that, actually. Not looking forward to doing it again, but it was great to be able to do it with my daughter, especially when I embarrassed her. Now, you remember correctly, if you were listening earlier, I talked about the torrential rainstorm that we encountered, huge, dangerous at times, flash flood involved thunderstorm leaving the Rocky Mountains. When there's like flash floods coming up on your phone and it's like the area that you are. Mm-hmm. And at one time, I think this is called a microburst, like we're driving on the interstate slash down the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah.
And it was as if I was under the sea.
Yeah.
Like all of a sudden, everything is like, I can't see a thing. It's like, underwater, legit.
Oh, and I'm on the interstate.
And I'm on the interstate.
In the mountains.
It was nuts. The last day we were on the road was a very shortened day. We had done so much driving. We only had like a 3.5 hour ride into the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. Ironically, we were going right through the college city and where I went to school. So I'm like, well, I should show Julia some parts of my campus, since tomorrow we'll be going to her campus.
Yeah.
And this is a real surreal trip for me, obviously, because I'm with my daughter. It's a rite of passage, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
The last time we'll ever get to do something like this, probably, I would imagine. And, of course, I was very emotional about it. But it was also dawning on me as I was driving through places like South Dakota and seeing the Badlands and seeing Mount Rushmore. The last time I did that, I was a newly married guy. I mean, it was just a completely different life.
Sure.
And it just seemed very surreal to me that now, as a divorced guy with a new life, and I have this beautiful young woman I'm trying to be strong in front of, and yet I'm doing all the things I did when I was like in my early 20s. It was very, very surreal to me, especially driving through my campus, my old campus of Mankato, Minnesota, because it was moving week there as well.
Sure.
So it was very bustly, and a lot of the, is that a word, bustly?
Sure.
Okay, there was hustle and bustle happening.
There you go, I like it.
People were bustling about. And a lot of the campus, obviously, when I was there, is gone now. And there's a whole bunch of different, more modern areas, one of which is now a Caribou Coffee joint, which used to be the parking lot of one of the most popular bars where we went to college called the Albatross.
Oh, okay.
So I pulled in to get a coffee. And, of course, me, Chatty Cathy, when it comes to the person working the to-go window, she's like, well, look, we had the dog, and this van looks like you guys have had quite the road trip. I'm like, you bet, all the way from San Diego, California.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And she's like, well, that's great. What brings you here? I'm like, well, it's funny that you ask. And now that I think about it, she might not have even asked. I just kept going.
I just kept going. Yeah.
Julia's like eye rolling. Oh, my God, please don't. I went to school here at one time, and I'm dropping off this young lady tomorrow at the University of Minnesota.
Yeah.
Woman's like, that's great. So can I get you? I'm like, you know what? Right over there used to be a bar called the Albatross. We go there every Thursday for. She's like, yeah, that's awesome. So you want iced coffee?
Right.
So finally, she's just being nice, and I don't know what's gotten into me. I'm just like being nerd guy. I guess it's being normal. She goes, "Well, see you sometime soon." I'm like, "Well, actually, you'll probably never see me again." As I'm going back home, it's like, "Shut up!" John.
Too much information,
and
guy.
Julia's like, "Dad,
right?
Enough." They always call me the overexplainer.
Right?
And
oh, you know,
overexplainer.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.